In this bulletin, the United States grounds all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, at least 10 dead in a building collapse in Nigeria. And in cricket, Australia secures a come-from-behind triumph against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The United States has decided to ground the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. It follows a similar announcement from Canada, which says it's received new information about the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX 8 on Sunday. President Donald Trump says the planes will stay on the ground until Boeing comes up with a solution.
If they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination. Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Our hearts go out to all of those who lost loved ones, to their friends, to their families in both the Ethiopian and the Lion Airlines crashes.
British MPs have voted to reject a no-deal Brexit, 312 votes to 308. Britain is presently scheduled to leave the European Union with or without a deal on the 30th of March. The British Parliament will now vote tomorrow on whether to ask the European Union to delay Britain's departure from the bloc. British Chancellor of the Exchequer, the equivalent of the post of Treasurer, Philip Hammond, is warning a no-deal Brexit would be harmful.
Leaving with no deal would mean significant disruption in the short and medium term, and a smaller, less prosperous economy in the long term than if we leave with a deal. Higher unemployment, lower wages, higher prices in the shops. That is not what the British people voted for in June 2016.
At least 10 people have died in the collapse of a building housing a school in the Nigerian city of Lagos. Emergency teams are trying to retrieve children from under the rubble, with about 40 rescued so far. Building collapses are common in Nigeria because construction often occurs without regulatory oversight. A former campaign chief for President Donald Trump, Paul Manafort, has been jailed for 43 months on charges arising from the Russia investigation. Last week, the 69-year-old was given a 47-month prison sentence for fraud in a separate case. Manafort pleaded guilty to the two conspiracy charges last year and told the court he wanted to apologise for his actions. Whilst being heckled outside the court after the hearing, Manafort's lawyer, Kevin Downing, claims the judge's ruling does not make claims that Mr. Trump's campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 US election any more credible.
For anyone who was in the courtroom today, what I'm about to say will not be a surprise. Judge Jackson conceded that there was absolutely no evidence of any Russian collusion in this case. So that makes two courts have ruled no evidence of any collusion with any Russian.
In a separate development, Manafort was also charged in New York with residential mortgage fraud and other crimes. George Pell's appeal application against his sexual assault conviction will be heard in Victoria's Court of Appeal in June. The disgraced cardinal has been sentenced to 6 years in jail for sexually abusing two choir boys. By the time he's eligible for parole in 3 years and 8 months, he'll be 80 years old. Pell is the most senior member of the Catholic Church in the world to be jailed for child sexual abuse. He's been classed as being an immediate risk of being under serious threat whilst in jail. In time, Pell may be able to mix in jail with a number of heavily vetted prisoners. In cricket, Australia has come from behind to win the one-day international series against India in India. Australia has won the best of five series, 3-2, after a 35-run win in the fifth and deciding game in Delhi. Australia scored 272 runs batting first, Usman Khawaja scoring 100 of them and ultimately winning the Man of the Match award. Australia then successfully defended that total, dismissing India for 237. Spin bowler Adam Sampa took 3 wickets. Australian coach Justin Langer has told Fox Sports the result bodes well for Australia's chances in the World Cup later this year.
It's going to be really tough to pick the World Cup squad. That said, it's been an incredible arm wrestle. It's been an unbelievable, it's been a real wrestle, but for us to win this series is just incredible for Australian cricket.
Australia will now play a series against Pakistan in the United Arab Emirates. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 31. Similar in Adelaide, 26. Also sunny in Melbourne, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, a shower or two and 27. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, showers with possible heavy rain developing and 24. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32, and Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.